The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Aunt Christina is back. Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
Are you happy to be home?
Yes, I am. I'm like a crazy puppy, you know, who just like see all the friends and family, like, yee!
Okay. At 8 o'clock, we'll talk a little bit about your trip and what your thoughts are after being in Europe and all the stuff that's going on then. So, okay. Do we have a national day?
Yes, today is National Waffle Day because in 1911, they created the first iron waffle maker.
Oh, waffle maker. Okay, 1911. Monday, by the way, is National Dog Day, the 26th of August. So, but we have with us, the weather. The weather is a chance of showers or thunderstorms possible after 2 p.m. Looks like the wind gust as high as 21 miles per hour, so there'll be wind advisories. And new rainfall amounts of less than 10th of an inch, except higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. Tonight, showers, low around 56. Saturday, 40% chance of showers. Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 89. And then it starts getting hotter. All it looks like here on the projections for the weather, it's never going to hit 100, but it's going to hit 99 3 days in a row. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a third-generation family-owned business out of Anderson, of course, locally owned. They give great customer care. They really believe their customers should be treated as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. This is just a real good group of people there, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina and Deacon.
Good morning.
Deacon's got kind of a little bit of a sad story.
He does. So Deacon was adopted from us a couple of years ago by a very nice couple. And unfortunately, one of them did pass away, and they weren't able to hold on to him. So he did come back to us, but he was very well-loved, and they really didn't have any complaints. They said he is an absolutely fantastic dog, and honestly, he really is. If you hang out with him, you can tell he was a family dog. He's about 3 years old, and he's a shepherd mix. He's kind of a big boy.
He's not that big, though.
He's not very tall. He's just kind of thick.
Not, yeah, he's not tall. He's something that will fit on the couch with you.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's just a love bug. He just is. He comes over and just he came from a loving family. And so we need to find him a loving family. I mean, he's only three, so kids. He could be playing with kids. He looks like he's good with the other dogs.
Yeah, he is. He's amazing with kids, actually. He loves kids. So I think he would really love a home with kids. And he does like other dogs as well.
Yeah.
So he's just a very friendly, happy, playful guy.
No.
I know.
No,
I can see
it. No, don't you do it.
The gears turning.
Stop it. He came over and he sniffed my, sniffed my hand, licked my fingers, smelled Buford on me. is there any specials on him at all?
Yeah, his adoption fee is only $25. I know, I'm tempting you so hard right now.
You are.
He's hard not to be tempted by. He's very charming. He's kind of that, like, really good mix of he'll, like, lay on the floor, lay on the couch with you, cuddle. He's playful. He likes belly rubs. But he's not, you know, a super active dog. He's not,
you know
climbing up the walls or anything.
Yeah. Well, we found that Buford, we take Buford out. He is a walker, and he loves the, I know we're not supposed to, we take him up to the dog park, and he runs, doesn't fight, he runs. And he loves running. And he comes back home, and, I mean, Buford sleeps all, he sleeps all through the night. When have you had a dog that just sleeps all through the night?
That's amazing.
And he's only two. Yeah, he just lays there and sleeps. And then when we get up, he gets up. And so it's a, and I got a feeling that, Deacon is that kind of dog. He's right now, he's sniffing around and all that. And, but, he was laying down earlier. The Deacon needs a good home and some place where he can love on people.
Yeah, he's definitely a people dog.
Yeah, how is he on a leash?
He can pull.
Okay.
He's pretty thick. He definitely can pull. Like, I have him kind of, like, harnessed right now just because it's a little bit easier. So I would say that's the only downside if, you know.
But you can train a dog to get over that.
Yeah, definitely.
Come here.
He's crawling towards your toes.
He's crawled over.
He loves army crawling across the board.
Yeah, he was army crawling. He was crawling. And now he's... And okay, let me tell you about his face. He doesn't have a German Shepherd face.
No, he doesn't.
He's got a Blenner muzzle. He's a beautiful color. And he's just got just soft eyes. And he's just loving on me. So, Christina, did we get a photo?
It's already in the chat.
Already in the chat. Good. What else is going on over there?
Well, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up in October,
yes,
of course.
Yes, we do.
So with that, if you're wanting to take part in that, you can always sponsor a table. You go to havenhumane.org. And if you're not in the position to sponsor a table, you can always donate items to be auctioned. Uh-huh. So that's great. If you have, I know they take a lot of different things for auction. It's a pretty wide variety, but like, you know, if you have a business and you make some sort of product, you make art, you have anything just in your home, that's really neat. Definitely reach out to our development department and see if it's something that could go up for auction.
Okay. Now the, you've already had the golf tournament? You had the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago. Now, Mark will be in next Tuesday, and so we can catch up on a lot of stuff there, too. But, my friends, Deacon is just a fine dog. We've had other dogs in here that, you know, they need a special family, really, for some dogs. But this Deacon, he could probably fit into any family, whether you're, you know, by yourself or whatever. And, but we say German Shepherd because he has a kind of that look and the coloring, but his hair is a little bit longer. His coat seems to be a little bit longer than a German Shepherd. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's a little longer.
Maybe a little bit, not much.
That interesting look because he's more like darkly tinged than a German Shepherd. He doesn't have that specific like.
And
black
his muzzle is shorter. So I'm looking at him thinking like there's an animal called or a dog called Keyshound. Which is
I know what you're talking about.
Which is
kind
of got that. He's got that face where he's got the Blenner muzzle, the real bright intelligent eyes, and all that. So
I could see him having that, and that's a good guess.
There you go. So, or you can do like we keep threatening to do with Buford and get a little DNA test on him. we keep threatening to do that, but we just haven't gotten around to it because people ask us what kind of dog Buford is.
Well, and, you know, if you ever get one done, you have to tell me.
I will. Okay. I will. We'll find out. Who knows what we'll find out. Okay. His name's Deacon. He's $25. And he's down at Haven Humane. How long have you had him?
We've had Deacon around a month.
Okay. It's time for Deacon to go home. And he is friendly. He is a family dog. He's a person dog. And he's not as big as a German Shepherd. He's shorter. He's a little bit wider.
Just a little bit. He's very well fed.
And right now, he just threw himself on my foot, so he's laying on my foot, and I love that. Okay, thank you so much, Katrina.
Of course, thank you.
Haven Humane. So just give him a call or stop by, and you can probably see him, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Okay, let's take a quick break. 7:15 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Babies on your shoulder, buddies all on their way.
Hi, Hiya, everybody. RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's going to be here later. Got back last night. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. Voted best in the North State. And the record search site poll, 23, 24, 20. And going again for this year. And they should be, because they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Been there about 30 years, started by Leonard, and then Henry and Rebecca bought it from Leonard. And locally owned, locally operated, great, great source of jewelry there. It's not a chain. It's locally owned, locally operated. The when I say it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, they have a watch repairman, a stone cutter. If you want to design a piece of jewelry, they're more than happy to help you and then build it for you. It's just a good place. Wonderful selection of jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 and 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Four Winds Jewelry. Now, it seems like The state of California has got this law that's coming up. And it's called California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program, which gives first-time home buyers up to 20% of the home's purchase price as a loan for the down payment. It's a loan, but it's an interest-free loan, meaning that the state just gives that money to them and doesn't get anything back. A new Assembly Bill, 1840, would extend the program to illegals living here. The state's Appropriations Committee approved the bill unanimously last week, which means it will move forward for a Senate vote. But since Democrats control the Senate and uber-progressive Gavin Newsom is the governor, it doesn't look that the bill can be stopped. So they're going to do for people that are here illegal. So 20% of the loan of the home's purchase price for the down payment. And Kamala seems to be looking at this. She recently rolled out a proposal to give first-time homeowners a $25,000 down payment and a $10,000 tax credit on top of it. She has not included illegals into that yet. One of the San Diego County supervisors said it's irresponsible for Democrats to ignore the needs of U.S. citizens living in the state in order to prioritize illegal immigration. He called the expansion of the program not just another handout, but a big overreach that will leave taxpayers holding the bag. I believe that. You know, all this comes from taxpayer money, and there's more and more taxpayers leaving our state. And speaking of money, what net worth does one need to be rich in 2024 to be considered wealthy? So, you know, they've done these polls. Americans believe it takes more to be considered wealthy in 2024 than in the years past, according to a new Charles Schwab survey. Charles Schwab's annual Modern Wealth Survey, released this week, found Americans now believe it takes $2.5 million net worth. That's net. It means, as you know, it's after all, outgoing everything. This is what you have. On average, be considered wealthy in 2024, up from $2.2 million for the past 2 years. Older generations actually think $2.5 million isn't enough to be considered rich, with baby boomers saying on average the threshold should be around $2.8 million. Generation Xers say the number is more like $2.7 million. In San Francisco, residents said a person needs $4.4 million to be considered wealthy. And in the Southern California area, they're saying it's $3.4 million. New Yorker says it takes $2.9, you know, places like this. Now, although it shows that Americans think they need more to be wealthy now than it did in years past, it also indicated the belief that the amount needed for financial comfort has declined. They said it takes $778,000 net worth to be financially comfortable, down from last year's survey where they said it was going to be $1 million. So more than one in five of those surveyed this year said they are on track to becoming wealthy in their lifetimes, but Schwab acknowledged that there are varying perspectives on what it needs to be rich, whether it's financial freedom, enriching experiences with friends or family, or a certain dollar amount. That makes sense. You know, because if maybe you don't have the $2.4 million in net worth and you've got, say, $500,000 in net worth, but you have a rich life and you have friends and you have family, some people would consider that to be a wealthy person as opposed to somebody who's got $2.4 million of net worth and yet is unhappy that they don't have their health, they don't have a family, that loves them. They don't have the friends that that are around them and all this. Money buys things, and people say money can't buy happiness. Well, you know, I don't believe that. I believe that money can buy some happiness. It can buy you, you know, things to make you happy. But in your overall, look of things, it's much more than just material wealth that makes your life rich. And that's just my opinion. Okay. I talked about National Dog Day. It's coming up. It's also, it talks about, it's not just, it was established in 2004 by pet and family lifestyle advocate Colleen Page. It marks the anniversary of the day her family adopted her first dog from an animal shelter when Colleen was 10 years old. More than 65 million households own at least one dog. It celebrates the bond between humans and the dogs and encourages dog ownership of all breeds. This dog that we brought in today, Deacon, would fit in fine with any family. And where having a dog can, it will change your life. Linda and I had a dog, you know, we had Snooki for 13 years, and then for 3 years we didn't. And, I mean, there's a certain freedom there. Where you don't have to worry about getting home, taking care of the dog, make sure the dog's out, you know, all these things. But then we got Buford. And Buford is, he's enriched our lives. If, you know, as dogs can do. He does goofy things that make us laugh. He comes over and wants to be petted. So he puts his head in your lap and you pet him. Next thing you know, there's a leg up and then there's a second leg up. And then he tries to put 55 pounds of Buford into the chair with me sitting on my lap. Doesn't do it all the time, but he does it enough. So yes, animals can enrich your life. And I can tell you, we found Buford at Haven Humane. He'd been there 72 days. We got Deacon here. He's been in there a month. I've met so many people that have gotten their dogs from Haven Humane, and they're all happy with it. So if it's that time that you're thinking about, yeah, maybe it is time. Maybe the kids need to meet a playmate here, or need some, you know, need this, or I need to have a dog that will, as we talked about on an earlier show several weeks ago, about how they believe they make the owner physically more active. Where they have to, instead of just laying on the couch, they have to get up and do things for the dog, take it for a walk, all those things. Anyway, it's National Dog Day. And so it's a good opportunity to maybe use that day to go down to Haven Humane. Okay, what else we got here? Vice President Harris accepted the nomination to be the Democrats' candidate for president, and they spent most of the night attacking Trump, which is, you know, that's what they do because I haven't heard anything in policy yet. So now it's, what, 33 days without a press conference from Kamala Harris. And there's nothing on their website there that shows what their policies are. What she did say is she wanted to increase the tax on companies, on industry up to 28%, you know, higher than most other nations in the world, which can come out to be like, you know, a $5 trillion tax raise. The only problem with that is you tax the companies enough, then they move offshore, as we have found. And unless you're willing to put tariffs on them if they're going to start bringing it in. Now, when Trump said that, okay, you want to live offshore or you want to, you know, produce offshore so you make more money, fine, I'm going to put a tariff on it. And then the Democrats come back that way and go, oh, that's going to make the middle class have to pay more. Well, you can't have both. If they are going to take jobs, big industry is going to take jobs away from Americans, put it in Mexico, put it wherever they are. They're going to pay for it, and they should pay for it. And then we, as Americans, are buying this. then we have that option of, well, I'm not going to pay that. I'm going to buy a tractor that's built here in America that isn't an American tractor. I'm just using that as an example. Okay, time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst down at Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been repairing windshields for well over two decades, and is a recipient of many schools and diplomas from automotive repair schools, all of these, and he has focused on windshields. He guarantees his work, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, it just seemed like a little chip, but some of these chips can immediately, you know, maybe not immediately, but you're driving down the road and it becomes a crack, goes all the way across. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street, and Jeff will take a look at it. If it needs to be fixed, he's going to fix it. If he can't fix it because the crack is too big or it's in the wrong spot or whatever, then he's going to recommend a windshield repair service that he trusts. That's Jeff Worst. It's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, located at 3208 South Market Street, and his phone number is 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, and it is a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I don't know all of the love you felt inside. My only hope is you're up there chasing butterflies.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Mm-hmm. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here from the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning here on the 23rd of August. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, truly a community bank, local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff on Riverside, two right here in Redding, one on California Street, the other on Hartnell, and the fourth one just opened down in Anderson on Ventura. They've been in the business 17 years. They've got a local board of directors, local boy, Matt Mosley, is president down there. They sponsor many, many local events. They're in there helping build and renew Redding. Just like right downtown here. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. And we do business there. It's kind of like the Cheers of Banks. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, Christina, you've been gone.
I came back.
To Europe. For how long were you gone? A couple weeks?
15 days.
13, okay. So, and I thought, and you thought, that you're going to be able to get to the Ukraine.
Yes, I thought, but the law changes, and since the war is going there, they kind of really strict with the people who cross the borders.
Yeah.
And since I'm American, and I always was, I was living illegal in Ukraine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, we didn't know that because, see, you were born in Philadelphia,
yes,
right?
I was born in Philadelphia, but my parents are Ukrainians.
Right,
so
after 2 or 3 years, they went back home.
No, after 7 years.
Seven years. Yeah. Okay, so you were seven, and you went back. And then you lived in Ukraine for the rest of your life.
Kind of, but until 18, I was able to live with my parents. After 18, I was trying to do it by myself, but I was always having to leave somewhere for 3 months, to the consul, request, white passport since my parents are Ukrainian.
Right.
But I never had a possibility before, this time, to leave somewhere over Ukraine, for 3 months, and...
Right. So you had to get your visa redone.
Kind of, yeah. So now, since I was already third time deported from Ukraine...
You mean other countries deport Americans? Are you kidding me?
If you're staying over 90 days.
Obviously. Okay, so, but you got to the border. but then... Did your friends come across the board? Were you able to see anybody?
Yes, of course I did. And it was kind of really shocking for me. And I just called everybody. I saw my family in Poland. And we saw my husband and family. They also came to Poland, but in different parts.
Uh-huh.
And it was so good. I feel like all this trip was to see people who I really love, who I miss, and just understand the value of these moments of to have your family with you.
Oh, yeah.
To have a possibility to hug them. Just to ask, how are you?
So, what is it? What do they say about the Ukraine? About Ukraine and what's going on.
So, it's kind of hard to say because everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid because the way how they took months to the army right now is really scary. They just grab people in the streets and take them away.
Uh-huh.
And since the war is going already almost 2.5 years, people are already super tired. They're aggressive, they're negative, and it just helps. It just happens by themselves, when you're starting to protect yourself, people become aggressive.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to leave, and the prices went up so much, so it's hard to leave there. But people believe that everything will change, and people waiting for this election, to be honest.
Well, what are they thinking? They think if Trump comes in, it's going to end?
Yeah, and it'll be bad for Ukraine.
It'll be bad for the Ukraine?
Like, since, yes, America has, like, cool program right now, U4U, when they help Ukrainians to kind of come here and find, like, a place where they can recover or start a new life or see the parents or anything. And we all know how Trump feels about illegals. No, not illegals, upcomers.
No, I think, and just is that if you come here illegally...
Yes.
That he has a real, you know, and we should all have a real problem with that. I mean, we've got 10.2 million illegals here. But if you're talking about programs where you bring, you know, people into the country, that's always going on.
I just feel like they can be canceled, and people are afraid if Trump will become a president, everything will be canceled, all the help from Ukraine. But we'll see. I am not really a political person. I just want my people to be safe.
That's interesting that they feel like that, that he'll in the... I mean, there's always that possibility, but like, I don't see that happening because of the Russians and what they did.
I can explain because when the Trump was the president, the previous his term, a lot of people who was trying to put like a green card, to do the green card or anything, any documents to legalize themselves in America, they had a lot of issues and hard process. And now, when the election is almost like... In a few days, a lot of people start receiving green cards like in a few days, and it's just ridiculous, like ridiculous, crazy. And people are like my people. I mean, Ukrainians just afraid that all help from America can disappear.
Okay, I don't think that'll happen, frankly, because the Russians being aggressors, and you know what people are saying is, well, where's all the money going? And you know, let them do it. But, you know, I've always had this feeling, and I'm not poo-pooing anything. This is just my feeling, is that if the Russians want to fight, and I don't want this to sound cold, I don't want, and if they want to invade a country and Ukrainians are giving them everything that they can handle, then I say give them the money, give them the weapons, give them the bombs, give them the rockets. And not send Americans over there. The Ukrainians can handle it if we support them. And it, you know,
of course,
and that's the way I look at it.
I feel like it's everybody. With some support, we can like turn the world. But it was just great to be there around my. I was not in Ukraine, but a lot of like Ukrainians are in Poland and over the Europe. So
you got to see your mom.
Yes, it is.
Where is she at? Austria?
No, she's in Netherlands. She's in Rotterdam.
Okay, that's right. Amsterdam.
Rotterdam.
Yeah, Rotterdam. So, was it a great reunion?
You know, I have to say, so I sent her 2 years ago to Netherlands, and now when I return, she looks so amazing. Like, she drinks some elixir pills that she looks like 20 years younger. And
you sent me a photo of you and her. That was a great photo.
Thank you so much. And I just love that my mom is kind of... I like that in Netherlands, they have the same culture like in America, that older people are respectful, they can do a lot of fun stuff, and they don't have like an age barrier.
Yeah.
Barrier like in Ukraine. So if you're after 60, you're already like...
You're dead. You're walking around, but you're dead.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, it is how it is. But in Netherlands, they have like this second brief, and the people are like always young there. And when we even went to the festival, it was so nice to dance with a person who is like 70 over years old with the new music, and it was just incredible with the vibe. With like, I feel like Netherlands is the best place for like my mom. For
Netherlands,
And they really similar to Americans, kind of.
They very are. I was offered a job, and there. And I was surprised that English was spoken, not only was it spoken everywhere, but with very little accent. And, you know, in fact, I was surprised when I was being hired over there for a job, how cool it was. You know, the employment that they offer in Europe, too, is quite a bit different in the sense of how many days off you get. I mean, everything. You get something like 28 days off, and those are just Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays don't count.
I know. They just support their people, and I love it. And just so cool. But, you know, it's nice to visit Europe, but I realize that I am so American.
That's what you said. When I saw you came running across the parking lot today.
God bless America.
God bless. That's what she was yelling, my friends. God bless America.
The first thing when I came in to the car, I turned AC. And I bought nuggets with two sauces of ranch.
Well, you are American. And, you know, and that's good. You know what? I just wish, having had the opportunity to see some really bad places around the world, I wish people could go visit those places and literally, and I'm not talking about living in a three-star hotel in Naples, or though Naples might do it for them, but, you know, Milan and these places. But live a month someplace where things are tough, and then come back to this country and realize just how great it is. And
it's just easy.
It's easy.
I don't know what to choose other word. Like, it's just like everything is so prepared for people. You just have to, like,
very service oriented over here.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm just like comfortable and easy. I don't have to like stress about nothing when I came.
Safe.
Safe.
Yeah, everything. Okay.
And the smiles. I'm sorry, but I have to say the last thing.
Uh-huh.
When I just moved, it was so hard that everybody was smiling. When I went there, I was smiling all the time. Like all American, because American culture, they have a smiling culture.
Uh-huh.
Like all the people.
And we smile?
A lot.
Yes.
A lot. And Europe people are more like...
Yeah.
Not poker faces.
We're on a mission. We're on a mission here.
Yes, and I just realized how I miss our American smiles when I came back in the airport, and everybody's just like on all the 32 teeth.
They were happy to be home.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Well, Christina, I'm so glad you were able to see your family and that you came home safe. And I'm glad you love America.
I do. I do. And like, I just feel like here's a lot of possibilities, and I'm happy that all those cultures where I was for the last 2 weeks, they're uh-huh. all here. And like,
they're
I
all
just,
here.
Yes, and I can just go to other, like, San Francisco and try anything what I want from
yeah.
Praga, China kitchen, anything.
Anything. You know what? You can, we're a melting pot here. As long as it's done legally, I think it's the greatest thing in the world. That's what makes us so good, so great. Okay, got to take a break here. 7:47 in the morning on the 23rd of... I can't believe it's the 23rd of August, first of all. It just seems... Well, I've been gone for part of it, but still, it doesn't seem like it's the end of August. And today is my granddaughter's birthday.
My biggest congratulations.
It is. She is 22, and she's down in going to school at Arizona State now, getting her master's in forensic psychology, and started there on that one, and graduated with honors from New Mexico State. But today's her birthday, and we're really proud of her. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. in. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, highly rated by the Leapfrog organization. Technology, the types of systems they have there all puts them on the cutting edge of technology, and the ability for them to treat patients right here at Shasta Regional that used to have to go down 3 or 4 hours for treatments, and to have a wrap valve replacement, guardian heart attack warning system, the strokes and treatment of strokes, all of this. Plus the fact that now they are that teaching hospital with 22 residents in there that are going through the program right now that are working not only in the hospital but also the clinics here in town. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Since Buford just wandered in, I imagine that Linda can't be far behind. And there goes Christina running around the corner and is leaping on Linda. She is, you know what, she's so happy to be home, and we love it. Okay, what else we got going on out there? You know, here's this thing. I just saw this. More and more Americans unwilling to die for other countries. A July poll shows that a majority of American public does not support sending U.S. troops to defend Taiwan or Ukraine, sentiment that lines up with findings from other recent surveys of these subjects, which suggests that Americans appear to be warming to restraint and non-interventionism in international affairs. Another poll, and again, polls, as you know how I feel about polls, right? Yeah. Chicago Council on Global Affairs, you know, it's, what, two blue-haired guys in a condo, found that a majority of Americans, 56%, do not believe that the United States should pick a side in Israel's war in Gaza. I firmly oppose that. Yeah, we should pick a side. It should be Israel's side. The terrorist organization Hamas or Israel, an ally of ours and has been for decades, the only true democracy in the Middle East. I find that interesting. And then a recent survey from this same council found that just 4 in 10 support the United States sending troops to defend Israel. Well, I tell you what, Israel doesn't need our help, frankly. But the danger there is that if for somehow, and they won't, at least not in my lifetime, the Middle Eastern countries surrounding Israel got it together and said we're all attacking at the same time, Israel is not going to go down. Israel is not going to be conquered. Israel is not going to have their people killed. They will ensure that it is a Darwinian ending to this, because they will turn Baghdad and Tehran into a deep dark glass hole with nukes. So that's my firm belief, because they've already experienced losing 6 million people to tyrants, to fascism. They're not going to do it again. Okay. American suspicions of foreign intervention were uncovered in a recent YouGov poll, which found that 79% said they only support intervention if the U.S. was directly threatened. That number significantly dropped to 49% if an ally was attacked. So, I'd like to welcome back to the studios Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're back. What a wonderful reunion last night.
Yeah, you know, my dad, I went down to Sacramento. My dad had an operation. He was at Kaiser. Yeah. And he's been waiting. He's gone through what you call the system. And it's been 6 months since he's, you know.
It's been, you know, when he went down to Kaiser for the emergency, he was treated great.
Yes.
But everything after that has been a battle. And yeah, they were saying, no, he can't do this. He's too old. He gets a new doctor. The doctor goes, yeah, we can do this. And yep, within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he had the operation. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the way that the medical system works with Kaiser, which is seems to be that, my brother always said Kaiser was like socialized medicine, is that everything is through a portal. So Lee, my brother, who's a doctor in Sacramento with private practice, is the go-to when it comes to
medical
being first. My father's, you know, first.
His advocate.
He's the advocate. Thank you. I'm a little brain foggy this morning because I've been driving. And by the way, if you or anybody you know is going to be traveling coming north on 5, there is probably a pocket around Corning area. On my way down, there were miles and miles and miles of traffic backed up.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday I went through a little bit. Maybe it was 10 or 15 minutes or miles of being backed up, but not like it was coming down. So I think it's road construction, et cetera, you know, what it is when the freeway goes down to 2 lanes instead of 3 lanes or whatever they were doing. So anyway, just so you know, if you're telling somebody and they're thinking they're going to get back from Sacramento to Redding to check that out. Anyway, so going back to Kaiser, it's a portal, and everything that the doctor, or the surgeon, or any of the doctors do They write it up and you go into a portal. So everything is online. And my mom is having a hard time with her computer, at one point because all the cookies and everything that was on her computer to get in. So she was frustrated. So my brother, anyway, long story short, he did have the surgery and, we just came back yesterday. So we picked
successful.
Him up from the hospital
successful.
Yesterday.
Yeah. I talked to him last night. He's all fired up. He's ready to rock. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break from the news. I'm so happy you're back.
Yeah.
I got Christina and you on the same day.
I know. It's so good to see Christina. Yay.
She came running across the parking lot and hugging me.
I'm home. Yes. It's so great. I mean, I can't wait to hear about her journey.
We're a family here.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about it. And did you know she's been deported from Ukraine because she's an American? Got to run for the news. We'll be right back.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is flying high, a rally ignited by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Without providing a specific timetable, Powell says the time has come for the Fed to consider an interest rate cut.
Inflation is now much closer to our objective, with prices having risen 2.5% over the past 12 months. After a pause earlier this year, progress toward our 2% objective has resumed. My confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
Which is the Fed's target for cutting a key interest rate, currently hovering around a 23-year high. We are heading into the thick of the presidential race. Both parties have held their conventions. Their presidential tickets are set. Town Hall News White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Kamala Harris has accepted the Democratic presidential nomination.
In her acceptance speech, Harris promised to be a president for all Americans.
You can always trust me to put country above party and self.
She said she's always worked for the people throughout her career, while her opponent, Donald Trump, has only acted in self-interest. And on a night when the convention crowd was repeatedly chanting USA, Harris argued that democracy was at stake in this election. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Visiting the Arizona border, former President Trump says the Biden-Harris open border has visited death and destruction on the American people. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is withdrawn from the Arizona ballot as questions swirl about a possible alliance with former President Trump. One of Canada's two major freight railroads up and running again amid a contract dispute with workers and the government ordering arbitration to end the walkout. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 324 points, the Nasdaq 165 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free, zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
The opposition is crying foul after Venezuela's Supreme Court backed socialist President Maduro's claims that he won last month's election.
Nicolas Maduro hailed the court ruling as historic and forceful. But within minutes of the decision, the opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez responded by posting an image on social media saying void. In a video message, he accused the court of attempting to please the president. Mr. Gonzalez wasn't the only one to question the Supreme Court's standing. The UN Human Rights Council has warned that it lacks independence and impartiality. The president of Chile described the court decision as a consolidation of fraud.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta. The Berlin Zoo announcing that longtime resident giant panda Meng Meng has given birth to twins for a second time. The cubs were born just yesterday. Zoo officials say that they're doing quite well. News and analysis, townhall.com. The fate of a nuclear power plant hangs in the balance on the West Coast.
Some California Democrats could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. The votes in the state Senate and Assembly exposed a rift with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says a longer run for the Diablo Canyon plant is critical to maintaining reliable power supplies. The dispute is part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. The state has endorsed a 5-year extension for the plant beyond a planned closing by 2025. Keith Peters reporting.
Officials have cleared a growing homeless encampment at Duckweiler State Beach in Los Angeles. The cleanup operation coming more than a month after Governor Gavin Newsom directed state agencies to urgently clear encampments on state land and threatening to withhold state funding if they don't take action. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 23rd of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's back from her vacation, and we're happy to have her back.
Thank you so much.
International. This is the day in 1911 that they invented the waffle machine.
Woo!
Woo. You know, I've never been crazy about waffles, but...
I like waffles. They make me happy. I think it's kind of a... waffles.
I like pancakes.
Yep.
Anyway,
pancakes are more normal. That's a good... Waffles seem to have a little bit of a different flair. And speaking of a flair, we are so happy to have Susan Eastman back with us. That's my segue. You're looking at me like you don't understand my segues, buddy. Stiefel Investment, Susan Eastman, first vice president, world traveler. Welcome back. Good morning, Susan. What's happening on Wall Street?
Is Susan there? Hello?
Good morning.
Oh,
good morning.
You missed the lead-in to the big intro.
I did.
Yeah, well, I said
the world traveler.
Speaking of somebody who's charming and wonderful and unique. Anyway, so it's Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments, our vice president, who just is a world traveler. Cannot wait to hear about, not that you want to talk about it now, because you have to be in this moment for investments. So what's happening on Wall Street?
So today, major averages are rallying in the green after Chairman Powell says it's time to begin cutting interest rates. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 357 points at 41,070. The S&P 500 positive 46 points at 5,616. The Nasdaq Composite gaining 129 points at 17,749. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA up $3.56, trading at 127.29. Tesla positive $7.21 at $217.90 per share. Lucid positive 28 cents, trading at $4.13. And Intel up 57 cents at $20.67. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.802%. And over to commodities, gold is up $25 an ounce at $2,512. Silver priced at $29.62 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $75 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, world traveler, first vice president investment, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Okay, Susan, I know I'm just being cynical here. I'm sure that the talk of cutting interest rates had nothing to do with the Democratic convention that just ended yesterday.
It was separate.
You know what?
And it is what they say. It's baked into the market because it's already been projected. Probably 3 rate cuts between September and December.
That's what I heard. So it just happened to be announced the day after.
Yes, I know.
Hey, we can't wait to sit down.
There's irony everywhere. Yes. You know, you can find it.
You know what? We need to sit down for lunch and have you tell us because you had an elephant. An elephant. Right there. And all those other things. And you were bicycling through.
I know. I lost 10 pounds.
You know, I love the fact that this is what we love about, and this is a Susan Eastman moment, that what it is to grab the gusto, to grab for the gusto. And we know that, you know, when you are taking people, we talked about this, when you're accepting people's money, which is such an intimate thing, to be able to grow with them like a family member, to help grow their prosperity, to help grow their retirement. It's a very, very personal thing. And then, of course, dealing with elderly parents, as we've discussed many times, you have this opportunity with this group that you have gone with in the past, which are women that take these bicycle trips. So this particular trip was in Africa, and then from there, you and a girlfriend added on a safari. And you were gone for weeks, at a, I think
17 days.
17 days, and you said, oh, my God, I'd be gone that long. Here you are, Miss Professional, back on a Friday morning. You probably just got back, probably in a different time slot, different time, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And you come and you do, this is the dutiful person that you are, Susan. We so much appreciate you, as do our listeners and the people who know you. Susan Eastman, Vice President of Stiefel Investments. She is located on
Park
Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. And we should have a little segment with you maybe in the next week or two when you finally come down to hear about your trip.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Go back to work.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, she takes a couple minutes to do this because this is her busy time of the day. And we appreciate that so much. Okay. Let's move on. You know,
yeah.
I got back and then you headed down to see your parents. Did we ever really have a good chance to talk about our trip? The one up in the Trinity.
I think we did.
I think we did.
I think we need to have Sam.
Sam Burroughs.
And Larry on.
We need to have them on.
And I think that a lot of people said, what about this trip? They were curious. And the trip that we took with the Backcountry Horsemen is not just something that you can buy. Although there are bid on it. They decided to do this. They're not for hire. So, but I know
there's a fundraiser for Backcountry.
Right. And there are outfitters that do this, kind of thing. But, you know, in my opinion, it was just like, and I tell my, we've told our friends, and I'm going to repeat it again, that, when you go, you don't want to be the person that if you're in an uncomfortable car, or if you're going someplace, I mean, it may be one thing if you say, I get car sick, can I sit in the front? That's one thing. But to go and not complain. And so I did not know what we were in for, but this was Carl's birthday. And, when we did this trip, when they did the auction, Carl emceed, and there's this one, time of year they do this big banquet. And then they have like different saddles and things that they auction off. And they're very much in the Backcountry Horsemen. They're very much mule oriented because it's the mules that can haul these incredible, I don't know. It's just, we're trying to explain that these mules can go around a tree with a pack on them within an inch. Not once at these mules, and you were going through some narrow things and up in the mountains through trees and everything, and not once did these mules ever hit the tree, even though they had the size of, imagine, like a...
The panniers.
Well, you call them that, but they would actually be the containers that went on and would be like ice chests. So imagine two ice chests, one on each side of a mule. How far out is that? I don't even know if that's 2 feet. They're packed with this, and they're walking up these mountains. And when they walk, they're just the most sure-footed. And I was explaining it to my parents that these mules like to walk on the edge of the cliff. I don't know what I mean, you know, they're walking on the edge of the cliff and rocks falling down, and you're thinking you just have to totally trust that these animals And these guys have been up there so much that they think nothing of it. It is really thrill-seeking that you know at any moment, please don't slip.
You know, the thing is the mules, there's an old saying, a mule will take care of you. Really, the mules take care of themselves. If you're on the mule, then you're okay. But in this case, this is what these mules do. Their ages range from like 25 down. I think the youngest one was 13. Most of them are like 19 or 20. They've been doing this. A mule lives, you know, 35. So, and they just, this was what they do. And they're treated, their owners treat them very, very well. And they realize that, you know, that they can't, Larry and Sam and the rest of the gang out there realize they can't do this unless they're, unless they have animals that are willing to do this. Because if a mule doesn't want to do something, it's very difficult to convince them. You know, before we take a break, I want to talk about that last thing I said about fewer Americans willing to fight and die. Is, you know, when you read through this is obviously a very, very anti-war far left column. So, any statistics they have, it's one thing just to put, to put statistics out, but then you put comments on it. And so now you have to wonder about the polls and anything they were doing like that. Anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at,
And when we come back, we'll do the weather.
Ready?
We didn't do the weather at the top.
Utility. Mm-hmm. They've got rebates available if you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, car, truck, or SUV, or bicycle, and that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we'll be right back.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by K Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management there. Judy started her company in 1993 and has been helping veterans, seniors, business owners, families ever since. Of course, locally owned, locally operated. If you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, your insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union, and we have insurance with Judy. I'm real happy with it. She treats
Absolutely.
Everybody like friends.
I wanted to give you
that Texas accent. You know, hi.
I love it. She's adorable. Such a lady, too. We are under a flash flood watch. Interesting. I got up this morning and took the dog, and of course, it was like I had my hoodie on. I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't really ready for the outdoor weather, but I'm telling you, it is chillier today. Chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. Increasing clouds with a high near 73. What a change. You know, want to tell everybody, you know, really this is a time that you take your extra C or whatever this stuff that you take. I mean, I do electrolytes. Keep your hands clean. COVID's going around again. I know my sister-in-law didn't come to the hospital because she works at a big law firm. And, you know, a lot of people are out. Half of my brother's medical staff as well. And we may have gusts today up to 21 miles per hour. But tonight looks like we've got overnight lows of 56 with showers once again. So that's where we are. Saturday, 40% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m., mostly cloudy. Then gradually becoming sunny in the afternoon. Are you even ready for this? I think we're still I think Labor Day is right around the corners, if I'm not mistaken. Saturday night, clear with lows of around 57. Sunday, sunny with a high near 89. 63 on Sunday night. Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Monday night, mostly clear with 67. So right now, really the thing is that it's only 73 today and a chance of showers with a flood watch, flash flood watch. Oh. We experienced a flood. I don't even know if the flash flood here it could even be comparable with what we experienced when we were in Albuquerque.
No,
that was it was like a tsunami and a flash flood all at once. We were in the middle of poltergeist
poltergeist.
It really was. It was like when we got into the car, we were in fear. Carl kept saying, "The rubber is going to keep us grounded." Well, in the meantime, you're driving to get back to the hotel, and the lightning is coming like X in front of you, crisscrossing in front of you, like that close, like it's gonna hit the car, not up above you, right around you, and stoplights are out, and we get to the hotel, we find out the next day that one of the major hotels, the electricity's out, the kids' electricity went out after we left. And when you're in flash floods, you got to be very careful because what happens is that water comes, it fills up, the drains, it comes down so fast, there's no place for it to for it to go somewhere. And so, next thing you know, you're driving in 4 and 5 inches of water, maybe more than that in some places when you're going around turns. So just be careful. I don't think I've ever been in a flash flood in Reading. Have we ever had one here in the last 15 years? I know we've had hailstorms.
I'm sure we have.
We've had weird weather.
We've had flooding. And we've had, and especially after the car fire and all these fires, is that there's, when it rains after that, then we have the rain coming down from the hills because there's nothing to hold it there. So, yeah, there's instances of flooding. It hasn't come down our street, but, no, it's out there. So
I know we talked about this earlier in the break, and I just kind of want to bring this up today on kind of 5 things you need to know, and it is, you know, the FDA on Thursday signed off on an updated COVID-19 vaccine as health officials warn of another summer wave of infections. Moderna and Pfizer said the updated mRNA shots will be available in pharmacies and clinics in the days ahead, giving waning immunity of the population from previous exposure to the virus and from prior vaccination. We strongly encourage those who are eligible to consider receiving an updated. This is, by the way, not us saying this. This is just a, you know, this is something off of CNN. But anyway, there is, I have 3 people I know right now that have COVID. So, you know, you can stay at home and wait it out. I mean, we're not encouraging either way around. Also, a suspect arrested in Guatemala has been charged with helping to coordinate the 2022 smuggling attempt that ended in the deaths of 53 migrants in Texas. The Justice Department on Thursday said it will seek the extradition of Rigoberta Roman Miranda Orozco, 47, who was charged with plotting the deadliest human smuggling operation across the U.S. border. Authorities said the smugglers were aware that their trailer's air conditioning unit was malfunctioning. It would not blow cool air to the migrants trapped inside during the sweltering 3-hour ride from the border, city of Laredo to San Antonio. When the trailer was opened, 48 migrants were already dead. Another 16 were taken to hospitals.
Wow. And, you know, people who are wanting, I mean, you can understand why. I don't understand, you know, I do not agree with them coming across the border untouched. I understand why, but then the coyotes and the drug cartels are the ones that are running this thing. They don't care. They don't care about the people. They're using them for sex trafficking. They're using, you know, if they all died, as long as they get paid, they could care less.
Two more things. A couple more things. I know we're all under anticipation that RFK Jr. is expected to exit the race, you know, of course, at a certain point. But he is going to be endorsing. Now, who do you think he's going to endorse? He comes from a family, the a huge...
Strong Democrat family.
Strong Democrat family, and they were like...
The Kennedys, I mean, you don't
get
much...
Yes.
Famous, his dad was assassinated, his uncle was assassinated.
So I can only imagine that if for some weird, weird remote reason that he endorsed Trump, I mean, Trump has already said that he would, and I do like RFK. You know, you might think he's a little far out there, but he wasn't too far on some of the, you know, inoculations and stuff like that. He's a free-thinking guy. He doesn't even care what you think about him. Yeah, there's something to be said about that. But, I can imagine his family and his siblings. All of the people that will hate him if he, or dislike him, or be disgusted with him if he decides to endorse Trump. It should be very interesting to watch that. So, also, okay, this is something because, you know, we've been to Monterey before, and you know these sea lions. Hundreds of sea lions have taken over a beach at Monterey, California, prompting local officials to close the area to people.
Not only did the seals take over beaches, they get on the piers there, you know, where people have got their boats tied up to and all that. They get on there, and there's like not one, but there's like 15. So then you have to try and get down to your boat. And having, you know, I did a 30-day stay in Monterey going through an immersion class there in a language. You can, I stayed in the Bioquia. It overlooked the bay. And every morning you would be awakened by the sea lions.
There were
that many. And this was years, this was decades ago. But yeah, they have taken over the beaches. Fishermen, you know, the sea lions just, have decimated some of the fisheries right there. There's just a lot of them. And it's against the law to, shoot a sea lion.
Lastly, the Supreme Court on Thursday blocked parts of an Arizona law that would enforce some proof of citizenship requirements for the November election.
However,
in a partial win for Republicans, proof of citizenship will be required for new voters in certain circumstances. However, voters who cannot document their citizenship status will still be allowed to register using a federal form. The Republican National Committee and GOP lawmakers had asked the High Court to step into the clash over election rules in the state in a case that elevated non-citizen voting, an issue Republicans have tried to put front and center in this year's campaign.
What is so difficult, my friends, about just having American citizens vote in our elections? What is so difficult about that? Why is there a fight here? You know, well, they're having to prove it. Well, prove your identity when you go into Walmart if you're doing a return. Everything. When you check in the hotels, when you do anything.
To drive a
car. You've got to show.
To rent a car.
You've got to show ID. What is so difficult? Why are the Democrats fighting this? Well, we know
why. To get electricity.
You've got to prove you're a citizen.
Yes.
They say, oh, well, we'll give them a provisional ballot, and if we can't prove it, then it doesn't count. Well, don't even give up, if you can't prove it, and you can't, are you saying people are so dumb that they can't find, the state issues ID cards, it's not even a driver's license, but it's an official ID card to citizens. Also, I just don't understand what the fight is here. Why, people when they vote, we should have a national election day, everybody's off work. Everybody, you put in more polling places, whatever it takes. People come down there, vote on a piece of paper, show their ID, vote on a piece of paper. We run them through a machine that counts them. You check the machine, make sure it's working and that nothing's wrong with the machine. And you get this done. Now, should there be mail-in ballots for people like it used to be? The military. People who can't get to it for one reason or another, such as medical reasons. But for some reason, I have no idea why, the Democrats are fighting this.
I think that, okay, we're over time, but if you think about what's happening with the border and the people flooding through the United States, the border, I would love down the road, I'm sure if there's deep cover, it's that you are going to vote Democrat. That there's some reason to not protect the border. For the people allowing that this is happening, that this is like a hostile takeover.
It's like a, and you can thank Joe and Kamala for this, and yet nothing that wasn't even addressed at the DNC during the convention. Nobody said a word about the border. If Trump just sticks to policy and gets off this rambling, calling people names and all this, just sticks to policy, there's nothing that the Democrats can say, frankly. You talk about that. You talk about inflation. You talk about these other things. Wars all started under the Democrat administration. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? It's a simple question. And yet, Harris is coming in. Oh, we get good feelings about her. And they don't even look at what she's done in the past or how she's going to fix these things. She has not addressed it, and she hasn't had a press conference. I mean, it's like, well, we're just going to keep her without a press conference until the election. I mean, they could do that. And you know what? People wouldn't really recognize that is so serious. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. This makes me happy again. Cypress Square Barbershop, I've been going there for 17 years. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. It's a veteran-owned business. They were established in 1960, and it just keeps moving on. Tim and Logan are down there now as the barbers. You can make an appointment like I do, and it's 530-244-9478. And so it works out on my schedule. And you get a great haircut. It's a personable place there, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue and right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Well, Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, 8:38 in the morning here on the 23rd. It's going to be in some thunderstorms today, it looks like, so be prepared. Hey, we're going to do something different. Usually we pull a name out of the, out of our envelope here with all the names in it for this flag. But I thought today, Linda and I thought we'd just do something different.
All right, let's do it.
I tell you what, first caller. At 530-605-4567, you're going to get a United States flag that's provided by the Flag Center.
But we're going to put you on the air. You're going to call in, and I'm sorry you're looking at me like I think that you're going to put you on and say and tell us about you listening to KCNR, our morning show.
There you go. So this is made in America since 1847. This United States flag from these Annan flag makers, and like I said, provided by the Flag Center on Hilltop Drive. I have a flagpole and two flags that went through Saturday's craziness with the thunderstorms and the wind. Both flags made it through no problem, as did the flagpole. But here's your chance to win an American flag. It's made to last. Non-fading colors, all of this. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. 5 members of the Secret Service have been placed on administrative leave following the July 13th assassination attempt. This is kind of breaking news right now. One member of the Trump's personal protective team, I wonder which one that is. Maybe the one that couldn't get the pistol back in the holster, and 4 members of the Secret Service's Pittsburgh field office, including the special agent in charge, have been placed on leave nearly 6 weeks after the incident. I think they probably knew that was coming. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I heard a congressman who was on the assassination investigation, it's bipartisan, that said, he says, it seems like the FBI and the Secret Service think this is going to be like a 2-year investigation instead of something that needs to be done right now as far as getting material. You're smiling, but is Sue, and, oh.
I'm smiling at you.
Well, no, you see Sue and Buford in there, right? You know,
well, I mean,
Sue has learned to type with one hand, types with her left hand, and pets Buford with her right hand. I can't do that.
I think it's great that he is a great studio dog. Now, listen to our listeners, please. Okay. Let me just rephrase that. We had said to call in at 530-605-4567, and we are going to give our first caller a beautiful flag, 3x5, tough tax United States flag. You're not going into it. We're just going to give you the flag, but we want you to come on the air and talk to us for a minute. Tell us why you listen to KCNR. Be great.
People out there that listen that would, they have fear of going on the radio.
Fear, and some people, I don't know what it is about flying a flag. Some people are not. Do they think that they're going to get egged? I mean, I just read an article that said you are less likely to be
harassed
or have thieves come into your house if they see a flag. Now, I don't even know when you think about, you know, somebody who's on drugs, do they even look at anything? They just are desperate.
Well, they may be thinking, gosh, they've got a flag and, you know, they could be,
they carry guns.
They might have guns, or they might have, they might be, who knows? But on our street, there's 2 or 3 flags flying at various times. Mm-hmm. Ours always flies, but then there's 2 or 3 others. Harry across the street, retired Marine, his comes out. I find it interesting that the congressman said that they're acting like this is going to take 2 years, and this is something that should be done immediately. And there's more photos of the shooter walking around the area there, but he wasn't carrying a pack. He didn't have anything. So anyway, I saw this comedian the other day, and it was, it's horrible. But he was talking about this assassination attempt was, you know, was just, it was low rent. So, it wasn't the grassy knoll. This was, you know, anyway. On the line is Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. And you've won the flag.
Okay, thank you.
And how long have you been listening to KCNR?
Since you guys went on the air.
Wow.
That's very, very cool.
You probably heard more shows than I have.
Do you have any input? You have any input about...
Well,
go ahead.
I like the news. In the morning, from 6 o'clock until 7, she gives more information than any other station I've listened to for a long time.
All right, Sue. Yes, Sue McClain. Yay, yay.
Big shout out for Sue.
Yeah, I'm impressed with her news. She does a fantastic job, I think.
She does, and we're very, very honored to have her and pleased to have her on board. I agree with you. I love listening to her show in the morning.
And Carl doesn't do a bad job either when you're gone.
Hey, I try to hang in there, Lee, okay? Give me a...
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much for calling in and for listening to us for, you know, gosh, since we've been open. So thanks again, and just come on down to 1326 Market Street. Your name's on the flag, and we'll make sure you get it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Lee.
You
bet. Okay. It's time for a break after that one.
And, Carl, you don't do a bad job when I'm gone.
Not too bad. But, yeah. You know, I try to hang in there, all right? Hey, 8:45 in the morning here on the 23rd of August, and we'll be right back.
Did you hear that compliment, Sue?
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash. For a 2024 Ford Bronco. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Friday, last segment here. We've managed to survive another week. 8:50 in the morning here on the 23rd of August, and we might have thunder showers today, so be aware of that. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, family owned company out of Anderson that treats their customers like friends. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Lake Redding Regatta is going to be Sunday. Really, it's going to be on the SAT because it started. It went from 1933 to 1939 in the Diesel Horse Bridge, and people used to jump off the Diesel Horse. They had diving competitions, but that was before the dam, and the river was higher then. They don't recommend that now since the water is not that deep. So it's going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to be for kayaks, paddle boards, canoes, any of these. Going to have vendors out there, food and drink and all types of stuff. It's going to be down at the fish ramp down there, above the fish ladder down there by the, close to the Diesel Horse. And it's, they're going to go upriver and then downriver. So. They're going to have, they've got classes available and all this. So, Lake Redding Regatta. You know, the Harley Davidson really stepped into it.
Mm.
This is, if anything more Americana than Harley Davidson, it's hard to find. Except this other company I'm going to mention. They got into the DEI, the diversity, inclusion, equity thing. And it really, really, the things they were saying and all this, they had a new CEO from Europe and all this, really offended the bikers. And if you remember Bud Light when they did that weird thing? And at Sturgis, Bud Light used to have this huge area there, vendors area. And when they went up to Sturgis after they did that several years ago, it was empty. Harley Davidson. I mean, come on. The iconic, motorcycle of America. Also had a vendor area, and from what I understand, people stayed away from it. So now Harley Davidson has completely stepped back from that DEI. Said, you know what? We're listening to our customers, and this is not something. These things that we've espoused is not what they want. People were literally taking the name Harley off their Harley Davidson off their bikes. It was this bad, right? And this was started by a guy named Starbuck who makes these videos of these companies that have gone woke. Quote,
okay.
Woke. Well, Jack Daniels. I know. Linda, you ought to see this look Linda just gave me. Jack Daniels. Just came out and told everybody they're completely scrapping their DEI stuff they were doing. And it was because Starbucks, this guy Starbuck, I think that's his name, he had turned and he was looking at Jack Daniels next. And they've already stepped back and said, hey, you know what? This doesn't reflect our, you know, the values of our customers and blah, you know, went on for that. So they've stepped back. But Harley, yeah, I don't know. Is it too, I think the CEO is gone from there. In my opinion, the board of directors is not saying what's going to happen to them, but we'll see. As many companies are stepping back from this DEI, their DEI groups, universities are stepping back because they're finding that it's doing nothing to help their students. It's doing nothing to help these companies. And I just found it really interesting. Okay.
Bottom line.
Bottom line is that you got to know your customer base. It's like if Bud Light didn't prove it. They still haven't recovered, and it's been years. And you got Peyton Manning going, I drink Bud Light, but they still haven't recovered. They used to be number one, and I think they're like five now. And they still haven't recovered. And then when you get these groups that are these businesses that want to jump on that bandwagon, and they find out is their customer base says, no. Levi's did something years ago. And now try to find most everybody that I know is out there wearing Wranglers. There are some Levi's, but are wearing Wranglers who took over that big part of that market.
I don't even know if we at this stage, if you want a product, do you really care? There's a lot of people who are just like, what? If I like a Levi, I'm going to buy a Levi.
Well, no, that's true. And you absolutely have the right to do it. But then there's a lot of people that says, well, you know what? Here's my money going to a company that is discriminating against people because of their color. I mean, if you discriminate against people of color, discrimination, period, is wrong, whether it's color, religion, ethnic groups, gosh, what else? Gender, all of these things. Discrimination is wrong. You hire the best person for the job. But when you make statements that says we're going to reach out this way and that, in which it just essentially says we're excluding one segment of the population, I mean, that is discrimination, plus other things that are said. Anyway, a lot of people just say, well, you know what? I'm not going to buy a Harley. I'll buy an Indian. Indian motorcycle is another American-made, you know, big motorcycle that's coming back. Or they'll buy something else. Or they won't buy. They'll just keep that bike they've got. They'll just take the Harley off it. I love my Harleys, and I've had a number of them. And
you would have kept him woke or not?
I wouldn't have taken Harley Davidson off it.
Yeah,
you know,
come on.
You know, that was a 2003. That was a centennial model I had with a centennial paint job. Yeah. Anyway, okay, what else do we have going on? We talked about the Secret Service agents on leave. Let me see.
Another assassination, not attempt, but yesterday, I was listening to this on the way home, that Trump was in the middle of a report somewhere. He was someplace, and in this particular area, I don't know if it was there, it was at the border, and he was told, according to this report, because somebody had said to them, were you aware that there was a man that had, they were in search for this guy who made an assassination, threat of an assassination.
And they caught him.
He said, no, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. But I know that, you know, and why are you here? Because it's my job. It's a very dangerous place to be. And then he started talking about, you know, the children that were dead and people that were dying coming across the border or trying to get across the border, et cetera. And I don't know. Did you hear that report?
Yes, I did. And they caught the guy. And there's other things about this guy, too, that are just despicable. But, hey, this weekend, be aware. You got a couple minutes left. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad your dad's okay.
There's a flash flood watch. Okay, there's thunderstorms also possible after 2. Our highs today are going to be 73, and we could have wind gusts up to 21 miles per hour today. Tonight looks like we've got showers with our overnight lows of around 56. Gosh, we're going to go see Danger Kitty.
That's right.
The Big Bash tomorrow night. We're looking forward to that. Of course, they're one of my favorite bands. You've heard their commercials, and I listened to their 13 song cut, their CD, To and From Sacramento, and I you know, sometimes it takes two or three listens to, like, identify what's your favorite, but it's really, really good, and Bruce Tarragon did such a fabulous job mixing it. Just great songs, and so we get to go see them tomorrow night. It's going to be a fabulous weekend. Again, the regatta is happening, rain or shine, $25 per entry. That's happening actually Sunday at Lake Redding. It's a Lake Redding regatta.
It's down on the Sacramento.
Yes.
Yeah. Final thoughts is that they just confiscated $5 million worth of meth on the border, and it was disguised as watermelon. Disguised as water. And you look at it and you go, I think obviously weren't on the top of the pile of watermelons, because these don't look a lot like watermelons, but they had shaped them and colored them, so they kind of look like watermelons if you did a cursory look. Okay. Have a great time this weekend, everybody.
Be safe.
Be safe out there. Watch out for these.
I'm going to go home and put my umbrellas in. We talked about this before.
Yep.
I mean, it's so nice right now where you can actually go out and enjoy your outside furniture, but we're going to put our umbrellas and pads away.
District Attorney Stephanie Bridget will join us on Monday.
All right.
Have a great weekend, and God bless America.
I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.